after that.
And were you aware much of the other studio players around at the time? I guess, you know, specifically Carole Kay, I guess, would have been in full flight around that time.
Well, she was. No, I don't know. Aware? Not really. I sort of knew who she worked for the most and things. And Max Bennett was another one that was quite busy. Wes Farrell used to alternate with the Partridge Family. He'd use me on a couple of sessions and call Max. And I don't know what his thinking was about that, but. No, we didn't, bass players didn't hang out much. I hung out with drummers and guitar players.
Yeah, that makes sense. You don't need too many bass players in a band.
No, I did do a thing with Max, Max Bennett on a Larry Carlton album once. That was pretty much fun.
Can you remember any parts where other bass players might have been called in to record the same song as you, and it's unclear as to who the final take was? Like, I'm thinking particularly of a bit of a dispute between Carole Kay and James Jamerson over some of the early Jackson's material where it's disputed who played the final parts.
Well, I don't think there's any question about who played it, except in her mind. Carol, that's a sad thing there, because I think she told that story so much she started to believe it herself, that she did those things, and it's just totally not true. And it's too bad, because she did a lot of things.
Sure.
She did a lot of great things, and to have to do that sort of thing to build your song list, That's crossing the line. That's out of hand. But everybody knows who did those. You know, she was going to sue everybody because of it. You know all that?
No, I didn't realize that it got that far.
Yeah, it went that far. She was going to sue Motown. And they wound up taking the multitracks down and soloing the parts. And it was obvious, you know, who did it. So she finally backed off that.
Were you aware of Jamerson at the time?
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, I never listened to much. But you couldn't avoid some of those records. You know, you're going to hear them sooner or later, you know. But I never studied anybody. But of course I knew who he was.
Sure.
His sound.
And moving on into the 70s now, the next track I wanted to have a listen to, Ventura Highway.